This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're here, that you're paying attention, that you're online. And the emails that you send. You do realize that you know, when my mouth is moving, when you look on the screen, and my mouth is moving live, you know what that means, right? I can't read an email or a bunch of emails. I appreciate what you're trying to do, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. You know, how much you want to be involved in the conversation. And I want you involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, lately, I don't usually have a boatload of guests on. You know, I usually do one a night kind of thing. Lately, we've been picking up two a night. And I don't know why. Maybe there's a need for it. Maybe you don't want to hear me anymore. I don't know. But John Cox is a conservative mega donor who has financed a number of California government or governmental reform ideas and ballot propositions. Tonight, after the first break, we're going to talk about a new group that he's launching, Citizens Legislature. It's his latest effort to end the undue political influence of government labor unions. You talk about a monumentally... You know what? He'd be better off trying to explain how the pyramids got built, wouldn't he? Seriously. This is a monumental task. I got to give the guy a lot of... I got to give him a lot of credit because he's a real strong guy. Or there's something wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? I haven't talked to him yet, so I don't really know. I don't totally have this one down. And again, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about what's going on up on the website. Where the whole list of stuff I had go? Right? You know, that's going to be too easy, isn't it? Don't you love it? I had it all lined up ready to go. That's right. We'll do this one because I find this one kind of interesting. We'll start off. Let's start off the hour lighthearted. How's that? Instead of jumping right into it. So apparently there was a list of 10 or 15 things that people do to save money, right? To lower their costs. So one guy waited until people left their uneaten food and put it into a styrofoam container to eat later. He later went looking in dumpsters for old flowers for his wife. I'm surprised it doesn't say ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine doing stuff like that? Let's see. What else is there? Oh, this is disgusting. Hey, look. You guys say I wind you up when I jump in. When I jump right in and start talking about all the negative, heavy stuff, it makes you crazy. So we'll do some easy stuff. On toilet paper. No. This would be easy if it was simply they just rationed toilet paper. One family refused to buy toilet paper to save a few bucks every year. The mom decided to use scrap cloth, and she added a bucket to dispose the soiled cloths in by the toilet, and then they were put in a washing machine and reused. Come on, I'm waiting. I know somebody's got to have something to say. Oh, and no paper towels, right? We know that paper towels can get pricey. One person on the show showed viewers how reusing paper towels by drying them on a clothesline and even hanging pieces, some pieces, off of moving, you know, overhead fans. Look, I know there's a lot of crazy stuff. Yes, I know there's a lot of crazy stuff. Can we have a moment of just lighthearted funny? Tell me if you do this one. This is really disgusting. Some people are reusing bath water a few times for dishes. And not taking showers to save water. Actually, if you don't take showers, you won't just save water. You'll save money on your friends because they ain't coming around no more. You know what I'm saying? This one here, I don't even want to know if you do this. Save on sewage bill. Some people, they only flush the toilet once a week. Because it doesn't save just on water, it also saves on the sewage bill. Oh, God. Let me see what else is there. Oh, we did that one already. Anyway, that one. Really, seriously, would you guys do any one of those things? I want to believe you wouldn't do something like that. It's pretty disgusting. Anyhow, let's see. What do we got going on? I mean, you guys sent me so many stories, and then just before the show, we had a power issue here. So as you can imagine, trying to figure out what to do, sitting there going, oh, my God, I can't get the stories ready because I got to deal with the power going back on. And, you know, I don't know if you guys caught this story, to the most transparent, you may have to wait for this one, but to the most transparent government, remember what Obama said when he first started? I got a good one. I'm just going to hang on to the third hour. I've got a really good couple of segments where I go through Obama's accomplishments. Yeah, you heard me. Obama's accomplishments. Good, better, and different. Hey, the Obama administration, who is supposed to be the most transparent administration ever, to do it my California way, they won't tell Congress how it paid Iran the $1.3 billion in taxpayer funds. That's what it ended up being, $1.3 billion. Let that go through your head. The Obama administration is withholding from Congress details about how the president is withholding information from Congress. You know the other power? Oh, you'll have to wait. This will make you nuts. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. How are we going to... Can we beat the unions? Can we take back the power from the unions in this country? We're going to find out about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Let's get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved with smarter people. I'm telling you, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. I know they come in and out, but they're smarter than I am, and they'll ask the questions that I don't know to ask or I miss altogether. Now, you know, I constantly rail on the loons in Sacramento. Loons in D.C. too, but mostly the loons in Sacramento. The show actually airs out of California. I'm constantly amazed. We have proposals. We have ballots, on our ballots, we can put laws on there that we have the people vote for directly, okay? And what I find amazing is we vote for some of the most conservative, some of the most sane laws as a people when you give us the ability to vote for it on a ballot. And then what we do is we turn around and we send the biggest liberal loons to Sacramento to overturn everything it is that we vote for as a people. Now, I would say we were insane, you know, but I'm here, so I'd have to include myself in it, and I really don't want to. But I'll tell you what, I heard about this guy the other day, and he's come up with an idea that I think if you get behind it, if we get off our butts, as I always say, stop drooling all over yourself on the couch, get up, and get something accomplished. So John Cox joins me today. After talking with him during the break, he's a common sense business guy. You know, he's got some involvement with the, with giving to campaigns and giving to initiatives and that kind of thing. And he's got a great idea to reform some of California governmental craziness that's going on here. And, John, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Joe. Appreciate it.
Well, John, tell me, you are just starting something called the Citizens Legislature. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you can see with the results of the presidential primaries, the Sanders crowd, the Trump crowd, people are disgusted with pay-to-play politics, frankly. And why, Joe, do we have pay-to-play politics? One of the primary reasons, which is really played out in California, is the fact that politicians need to get so much money in order to run their campaigns. The districts and the campaigns are so large and media is so expensive that they end up becoming professional fundraisers. They're not policy leaders.
No, John, and not just to interrupt you, but you know, it's a true statement. Our legislators are run every 2 years, just like the Congress people do. So they spend 1 year doing damage and then 1 year raising money. It's crazy.
That's it exactly. And it's worse in states like California because California's legislative districts are the largest in the world. There's 1 million people in a state Senate district here in California, 1 million people. So it's no surprise that, first of all, you have to be either wealthy or very connected, or you have to be a professional fundraiser with your hat in hand to all the public sector unions, the trial lawyers, the environmental groups. I mean, everybody that wants something from government is out there throwing money at legislators because they want to influence them. So what do you do about this? I mean, everybody complains about it. I mean, the Sanders crowd, the Trump crowd, but what do you do about it? And that's what I think our group has come up with. And it's called the Citizens Legislature. It really is an ingenious idea because it really keeps most of the same structure in California. It makes one little change, though, which is really monumental and revolutionary, and that is it makes all the campaigns very tiny. It shrinks the campaigns down to 5 or 10,000 people at a time. Now,
when you say it shrinks the campaigns down, you mean it shrinks the area down?
It shrinks the number of people in each district down.
Okay.
And in a district of 5,000 voters or 5,000 people, they may not all be voters, but if in a district that's...
Go ahead. I agree with you. Go ahead. Did I lose you? Well, I'll wait till I hear from him again. Hopefully he'll call back. But while we're working on that, look, he's right. These guys have to, the assembly, we have assembly and senators here. And the areas are humongous. Just, I mean, there you go. Outrageously humongous. So... I was just telling people.
Hello.
Yeah, we lost you there, but I was just telling people how big these areas are, and you know how much area they have to cover. A friend of mine right now is running for the Senate here in California. He can't cover his territory in 3 days.
No. Oh my God, he couldn't. And if he wants to get his name known to anybody, he's got to spend literally millions on TV ads and mailers and things like that. It's really a huge hill to climb. What the Citizens Legislature does, Ray, is it chops up those big districts into 100 little tiny ones. So a district that has 1 million people in it becomes a district of 100 districts with 10,000 people each.
Wow. But wait a minute. Now, are you suggesting you send 100 those 100 people to our legislature?
No.
Oh, good. Thank
no.
God. All right.
No. What ends up happening under this proposal is that the 100 neighborhood representatives get together in a caucus and send a member of a working committee to Sacramento. The other 99 stay home. They run their businesses. They take care of their families. They do everything in their normal lives that they did before. But they stay in contact with that committee member that they sent to Sacramento. And so that committee member keeps them informed on what's going on hearings that are held. But the committee member in Sacramento does what today's legislator does. They attend legislative hearings. They meet with lobbyists. They make compromises on legislation. They do all the things that the current legislature does, with one exception: they don't raise money. And the reason they don't raise money is because they don't need it. They only represent a little tiny district of 10,000 people, as well as the 99 other neighborhood reps back home who sent them to Sacramento.
So, John, are you kind of saying that I realize what you're saying is we can kind of break the stronghold of the unions and that kind of stuff, but you're talking about bringing 100 guys together, or 100 people, excuse me, I don't want to be politically incorrect here. You're talking about taking 100 little districts, right? And then they all meet
in each of the 120 districts. So it creates 12,000 districts statewide, yes.
Okay, so it really is what you're suggesting or talking about is neighborhood, I don't want to call it neighborhood policing, but neighborhood legislature, neighborhood
right,
representative.
Right.
Okay, we got to go for a quick break. Keep that thought. I want to delve into that a little deeper when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can join the conversation. But most of all, I want your email address, okay? Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't inundate you. I'd let you know who's coming on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. If you really think I'm taking advantage of it, you can always unsubscribe. I don't chase you. I don't come to your house. I don't call you, beg you to come back. I don't do any of that. But it helps me get information out. And if you support my cause, if you understand what I'm trying to do on the show and you like what I'm trying to do on the show, I actually, yes, there are items there you can buy. I don't force you to buy them. I don't give you 15 pop-ups. I allow you to work through it and decide whether you want to buy something or not. It helps me keep the show on the air. You know, the government doesn't give me money. Hello? It does a whole bunch of other people, but it doesn't me. So, we need to find a way, and we do. I'm willing to work for it. How do you like that? All right, but I need your support and I need your help at times, and everybody does. Anybody doing this job, anybody doing this kind of thing, they do need your help and your support. We, of all the media groups, we are one of the groups that finds it the hardest to find sponsors and supporters and advertisers because of what we do and what we talk about. Speaking of which, John Cox joins me. He's a supporter, and he's financed some campaigns or been part of financing some campaigns here in California. Right now, he's on a campaign. He started Citizens Legislature campaign here in California, and he wants to break this whole thing down so that we actually do get back to representative governments in our neighborhoods. Now, John, just before we went to break, you were talking about how you would have more control at the local level, and the guy that actually goes to Sacramento wouldn't have to raise the kind of money he's raising now. Why don't you hit that again for them?
Well, by splitting the districts, the huge districts into little tiny ones, we can run people in all these little districts, and they would go door to door talking about the principles of this country. You know, Joe, I, like you, believe that most people don't want to be supported by the government.
No.
I believe most people want freedom and liberty and opportunity. They don't want to necessarily vote for a nanny state, but if someone comes to their door offering it, they'll take it. Well, the trouble is that one side has armies of workers, usually working for public sector unions whose jobs depend upon politics, and the other side doesn't have that availability. And that's why, you know, one party basically controls California. We know which party that is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way of making elections so small that they have to be door-to-door. They have to have a discussion of ideas and principles on every person's doorstep. And I got to tell you, Joe, the level of political interest in this country and in this state in particular is at a low, low level. I mean, you know it. I mean, people don't care about politics in California. We've done surveys that show that. And why? Because they believe, rightly so, that it's the funders, it's the big unions, it's the big businesses that control Sacramento. Why should they study issues? Why should they study politics? It doesn't matter.
Well, you know, you said you were involved and you talk to people in Sacramento on a regular basis, and I'm sure, as I do, there's some honest guys up there that you and I both deal with, and he tells a few of the guys that are up there tell me the same thing. We could put the best bill known to mankind on there, but if the Dems won't get behind it, if the unions don't get behind it, if some of the big money players don't get behind it, it's going nowhere.
Nowhere.
And he's had Dems come into his office and say, you know, Mr. So-and-so, I love this thing. I really want to get behind this. I have been told I will be given no money for my next race if I sign on to this bill. It's like a legal mafia.
Not only that, Joe, if you dare oppose anything the Teachers Association wants, for example, God help you, because they'll go into your district and they'll run millions of dollars worth of ads, and you won't even be able to show your face in that district, let alone win an office. So it's negative as well as positive. You know, we all know that, right?
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you. So what kind of traction, if any, are you getting? I mean, imagine the legislators are not real excited about this, are they?
No, not at all. So here's what I do. I mean, I'm running around giving speeches at Rotary Clubs and Chambers of Commerce and everywhere I can get a group. And when I get in front of a group of 30 local business people like that and I explain this idea, it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to explain it. People will sit there and say, wow, you're right. That's a great idea. That works. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing. I mean, you're still sending one person from each large district to Sacramento. The other 99 stay home. They don't have an office. They don't get paid very much. Yeah, that makes some sense. But they get to ratify everything that's done in Sacramento. All these groups of people out in the communities get it. They understand it. You're absolutely right, though. The cronies, the legislators, they don't want any part of this because they've got a really great industry going there where they're making money off of this fundraising. And that's what we've got to overcome.
Yeah, but you realize that that's the same problem we have at the federal level. I mean, we're fighting the same thing. And there's a lot of money changing hands here. I mean, think about something. To run for Senate in the state of California, you could spend up to $1 million to run for the Senate for a job that doesn't pay anywhere near that. So it's really some craziness that's going on up there. That is a lot of money that you're asking people to won't say walk away from, but let go of, if you would.
Well, and not only that, you know, you mentioned the federal system. I mean, look at Congress. A congressional district is 700,000 people.
I know.
Out of 435 congressmen, there's usually only 30 or 35 districts that are even close to being competitive. And is that because everybody loves Congress and thinks they do a great job? Heck no. It's because you need $5 million to run a competitive race in a congressional district. And who can spend $5 million unless you're either wealthy or you're well-connected?
Or hey, if the team wants you there, they'll raise the money for you.
Well, sure, but they'll make you do whatever they want.
That's right.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any mind of your own. You have to do what the funders tell you to do.
Yeah, and getting some questions coming in for you right now. And one of the biggest questions, it seems, four or five people have said this: how in God's creation are you going to implement this change? It sounds great. Are you going to do it on a ballot initiative? How are you going to get it on there? You know the games that they play, that our AG has played with ballot initiatives in the past.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, what we're doing now is an education effort. I mean, there's a major education effort that has to be undertaken here because you're talking about 38 million people, you know, obviously 18 million registered voters. There's a lot of people that have to know about this idea. But I got to tell you, we've done surveys, Joe. 80% of people would vote for this idea when they hear it and understand it. So this is an immensely popular thing once people hear about it and understand it. So the other side can try to throw all the crap on the wall they want. But at the end of the day, this is an idea that empowers voters. It gives people the ability to take back their government from the cronies on both sides. It's Republican and Democrat sleaze that we're going after here. And, once people understand it and they realize that it's not expanding government, it's actually saving money because we cut the staff that they have in Sacramento. You know, a lot of these senators and assemblymen have 30 people on their staff. Well, if you represent a million people, you need to have a whole big staff. But if we get this done, you know, nobody in Sacramento will represent more than 10,000 people. So, you know, they're not going to need a big staff for that.
No, and I know some of these guys have, because of their territories, again, like you say, in California, it's really interesting out here because you could have a very large area to cover where you'd have three or four offices, you know, constituent offices, or if you're closer to the L.A., the cities, that's a whole different animal. You know, then it's a little smaller, and you only have to have one or two offices to cover. But they do have a lot of ground to cover, and you have a whole different, ethnicities and cultures and what have you, here in California, because it truly is a mixing pot out here. You agree with that?
Oh, it is. It is. And that's the beauty of this idea as well. Every group can get somebody elected to one of these 12,000 positions. Now, there's only 120 that go to the working committee in Sacramento, so that's a little bit tougher. But really and truly, those people who get designated to go to the working committee will be doing so because they represent truly the issues and the character of their communities, and not, they won't be going to Sacramento because they're funded or they're in the pocket of some special interest. And that is a critical difference, which I think people in California will absolutely love.
Well, John, you've got more optimism than I do, because I look at what's going on around us. I look at some of the things that are happening around us, and I say, we have this water issue up in Sacramento. We know, where we can't get fresh water down to the southern part of the state, and they could fix that. And nobody's pushing them, and nobody's paying attention, and we have to go for a break, and we hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Please answer the question.
The mountain is high. We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live. And you know what? There's a little button up there that says shows. You want to find out the station that's near you, right? You shouldn't have to listen on your smartphone or anything like that. Although I love the fact that you can do that, but you shouldn't have to listen on it. And then what happens is if you don't have it on a radio station in your area, call them. Call them and say, why don't you have this show? What's wrong with you people? And if they give you a little pushback, then call me. All right, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We've actually added several stations, and because of you, we're negotiating with a few more stations to come on in different areas of the country. So thank you so much for your support. I want to get right back to my guest, is John Cox, who's got a great idea. He started a group called the Citizens Legislature, and you can find it at citizenslegislature.com to learn more about this. But John is talking about really bringing representation back to the communities, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, when you've got all legislators basically required to go door to door to get votes, you're going to have a more interested voter population. You're going to have a more empowered voter base, and I think it'll be good, you know, for the state. Frankly, I think it'll sweep the country if we can get this done in California. You know, the real big deal here, Joe, is that technology has developed so much that this can be done. I mean, if you look at what Uber has done in taxi cabs and Airbnb has done for the lodging industry, what they do is they're using technology, the connectivity between people and providers. Well, this idea will utilize that technology to connect people to their representatives directly. But you have to make the district small because you can't be connected to a million people. It just isn't possible. But you can be connected to a few thousand people. And that's what this idea is really all about.
Well, I'm with you, especially on the federal level. We have 700 and some odd thousand people. I don't know how you make that. I'm sorry, 70,000 people in some areas. I don't know how you make that work. I've been elected to a school board. It's a fairly large district. There's 20 some odd thousand children in it. And, I look around that. I don't know how you reach out, are able to see, or are able to work with those people as a whole. This is why we have, and we do it now to a degree. We have some representatives of ours. They're volunteers, and they bring us back information from the different schools and the different areas on what the parents are looking for. So I kind of get it, and we kind of do it here at the school board level. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. But even there, it's difficult because you get a large school district. I mean, again, you know, the cronies love these large districts, whether they be school boards or anything else, because when they're so large, their money becomes very needed. And when the cronies know that their money is powerful like that, they're going to dictate what goes on in all of these areas. And it's that kind of control that really is leading California down the tubes. I mean, we've got some major problems in California that need to be addressed. Major reforms in education, in energy, in utilities, water usage. I mean, all of these issues have got to be addressed, but you can't get meaningful reforms because the people who, you know, benefit from the status quo use their money to make sure that legislators don't change the status quo.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to give that up.
Right. So you've got to break that connection. You've got to make it so that the money of these cronies who benefit from the status quo isn't going to be all-powerful. And the only real way to do this, Joe, I'm telling you, is you've got to make the district so tiny that their power is diffused, and that's the essence of this proposal.
So are the locals, I'm bringing it back to education because it's what I know well, and that is, you know, at the school districts, because every school in our district can have, 1,500, 2,000 kids in there, which if you want to play with the numbers and extrapolate that out, you might have 900 parents, 900 families kind of thing. So, you know, when you have that, they have a site council there that they elect. The parents elect the people of site council to represent them on the daily goings-on at the schools. Kind of the same idea, is it not? You're electing the little...
Very much so.
Right. So we're already doing it.
So.
We're already doing it in education. So, but you're going to fight these unions, man. You know you have a big battle in front of you, right?
Oh, boy, no question. I mean, they're unionizing. You notice, by the way, in the last few years, the legislators have been unionizing everybody, all these public sector workers. So now you have the home health care workers, the lifeguards, the prison guards, people at the DMV. I mean, obviously teachers. You've got all of these public sector workers all unionized. They're all paying dues. And that dues money, when it's conglomerated like that, is just a huge force. And not only that, you've also got all those people who work for those, sectors, the public sector. Their job depends on politics. So, there's a certain number of them that will be out there working the precincts to make sure that they turn out their vote. And, the other side, just can't be competitive.
No, and again, I feel bad for some of these local smaller areas where the union can throw all kinds of money in there to keep their people around. And the people, as you said, it takes a grassroots effort. I've been involved in two or three of them where we've been outspent 5-1, 6-1, and we still kick the butt of those people. And you've got to give it an honest effort. But, John, are you finding some people you talk to are already somewhat beaten down, thinking, John, how are we going to do this? We can't fight these people. We can't make this happen.
Well, that is, If there's one objection that I ever hear on this show, it's that people say, John, there's so many powerful forces that control Sacramento right now. They're going to spend whatever it takes. And my answer is, well, they can. But the power of ideas can overcome that. We just got to get people educated about this idea. I mean, listen, I get the same joke over the Internet 5 different times from 5 different people. So things spread like wildfire on the Internet. If this idea can get out to enough people and we can get critical mass, it can sweep the entire state of California in no time. And because it's so revolutionary, because it's so earth-shattering, and because it breaks the stranglehold that these cronies have in Sacramento, believe me, there's a constituency out there for this. 80% of people believe the legislature is controlled by cronies and the special interests. They're looking for some major change in that, Joe, and this is that change.
Well, I mean this sincerely, not just because you're on the show, but I hope you have a lot of success with this. I don't know. It's going to be a long time coming. I know it's not going to happen overnight. We are in a bit of a turmoil in the state right now, too, for a lot of reasons. You know, one is the Dems are fighting to get control of the legislature again because they had 2/3 control. And funny about this, if people, you know, this it's a national show, so they don't quite get this. But the Dems had control of 2/3 of the legislature here. They could pretty much do whatever they wanted to. The Republicans could just stay home. It wasn't going to be a big deal. But what they end up doing is they they end up indicting themselves, you know, out of that 2/3 majority. You know, these guys get picked up. What do we have? We had 3 legislators get picked up on felonies. One of them,
right.
I love the guy. What's his Leland Yee. This guy is pushing hard for some of the strongest gun control bills in the country, right? And what did he get caught doing? He got caught running guns. He got caught selling illegal guns and bringing illegal guns into the state. So
I hope he's in the cell next to Rob Blagojevich, the guy that was the governor of Illinois. For
home
state, you know?
Well,
I hope he has to listen to Elvis Presley all day because Blagojevich and Elvis Presley met. So, I mean, you know.
No, I listen to this stuff, and you look at the, anyway, it doesn't matter, it doesn't help. But I really do wish you luck, because I think this is something, if it works like it works in education, it really will help. It'll help a lot more than
I would urge all your listeners to go to our website, sign up. We've got thousands and thousands of people, but we need millions, and so, you know, ideas like this, if a power of a good idea like this can really, really spread like wildfire if people get involved with it.
Yeah, well, you keep up the good work. Keep poking away at it. And
appreciate it.
I wish you. We'll post the website and some of your information up there later on. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
That was John Cox. And what you need to do is you need to head over to his website. The website is CA. CitizensLegislature.com. That's CA CitizensLegislature.com. And, you know, I think it's a great, based on what happens in education, based on the way you get representation in education, I think it's a good idea. I think it could work, but he's got a major league fight ahead of him. All right, so coming up in the third hour, we're going to go through all of Mr. Obama's accomplishments. But we're actually not going to use teleprompter numbers, right? We're going to use numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, our own government numbers, right? We're going to use the government numbers on insurance and how many people are really insured. We're going to find out from the unemployment numbers, how many people actually are working, how many are not working, how that fares with other presidents, right? Because it is the most transparent government ever, right? Remember that one? So we're just going to keep plugging away at this, and we're going to make sure that we do have the right numbers. We're going to the reality, right? In the second hour, this is a new one for me. I usually don't have this kind of thing going on, but we're going to have Christopher Harris on with us. He's the executive director of a group called Unhyphenated America. Enough with this African Americans. Enough with this Italian Americans. Enough with this Hispanic Americans. We're all Americans. We'll be back in a few minutes. So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.